The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Uranus on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Uranus makes and beat it right along.
Thank you for that. May the 7th. Yeah, what was the other thing you said? Because I'm old and I drink and I have forgotten already. Oh, it's the fucking full moon, which just makes my natural depression even more depressed, is going to be shining, which is a marvelous thing. And you mentioned this was funny, and it's only funny, but it's not really.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This was funny. And it's only funny, but it's not really.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4606. LBFO for Monday, the 6th of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got a list. Big Fatty, does it have all there that you forgot? Hendrix celebration of exiting the birth canal? Harvesters, Big Betty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Your harvesters today, because y'all, today is the harvest moon, and it's also a super moon. Big Betty, kind of like your butt after Rat World. Well, you know, I feel like a Crooked Hat, you know, not wanting to get on the scale. But the harvest moon is the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, which was back last month. And the harvest moon is sometimes also called the hunter's moon. Oh, Big Fatty, we love to hunt a harvest of a super moon. Well, you know, what can I say? Yes, Big Fatty, did you remember Hendrix's celebration of exiting the birth?
By the silvery
time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. I've just got lots of things on my list here that I'm just gonna hit some of those as that are on the list. First of all, y'all, we did not have full right at Fatty's because Durwood could not attend. But the Nip stopped by. We had a nice little conversation. He was feeling better, although I haven't seen him since afternoon. But maybe he'll come scampering in sometime. Y'all, it was a quiet weekend. I did get all of my gay crema lights up and everything, but I think I did that earlier in the week. Y'all, they look lovely, just lovely, I tell you. Y'all, I did a little shopping this weekend, and Mr. Cackle, Mr. Cackle will be happy to hear about this. Y'all, you know, he made a comment about my gold-plated pineapple plates. And what is that called? That's called your plates. Yes, Big Fatty. What is that? It's not dinnerware. Yes, Big Fatty, plates and cups and bowls and yes, and platters and yeah, we got it. And coffee cups and a sugar dish and a cream pitcher. We got it. But y'all, the place that I've been dealing with, the Replacements Limited, they're up there near that Moose Pea. Y'all, by the way, keep Moose Pea in your thoughts. Y'all, he's bought some hay, and it's just put him over the top. Yes, Big Fatty. Hey. But anyway, but. Everybody's got Gay Country West asked if he had a cow. Anyway, y'all, what was I saying? Oh, y'all, I put on there that if they got additional, because these plates are out of, you know, they're out of production, have been for years, and a couple of mine are looking a little, you know, they've gotten kind of a spider web in the center of the plate, so they're not as pretty as they should be. Oh, Big Fatty, it's the story of my life, not as pretty as I should be. Well, anyway, but y'all, I got an alert. I got an alert. Yes, Big Fatty, we need more alerts, it says, Brick Ready, your pattern, there have been, we have gotten dinner plates in your pattern. And y'all, I went right over there. They had gotten 8 of them, and I went right over there, and I bought all 8 of them. And they had an extra serving bowl that had come in, so I got it too. So, y'all, I won't ever serve 16 people at one sitting, but I can, and I'm just delighted. Y'all, these are things that you know, when Big Fatty dies, they'll just go right into a dumpster. But Big Fatty, maybe Mr. Cackle would like to have them. Well, somehow I don't think so, but. Anyway, so I bought my pineapple dishes, and they'll be coming this week, and so I'll get them all taken care of. Y'all, Poodle mentioned it at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, as soon as I finished recording the frightening little show, y'all looked down, and I had forgotten. I had forgotten to mention that Saturday was Hendrix's celebration of exiting the birthday. I mean, I even had him at the beginning of the little show. I had every intention of mentioning it. And Big Fatty, don't worry about it. He won't hear this until March of next year. Probably not. But anyway, sent him good wishes and maybe some... Y'all, I did not get my nip-a-nap. Some vulgar pictures or something saying, oh, I hope you get some of this. You and Dr. Stone should be glazed donuts together, Big Fatty. anyway, so belated happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to Hendrick. Y'all, you know, he's over there in the Germany, Mexico. But y'all, he travels all the damn time, so who knows where he'll be next. y'all, for right night, y'all, I went on, and y'all, there's a show on the, what's it on? I think it's on the Paramount Plus. I had a complimentary subscription to that. So, y'all, I went and I watched it. It's just 2 episodes, both about 45 minutes. But, y'all, it's called Thirst Trap. And y'all, it's about this sexy, good-looking little chicken that goes on the TikTok. And y'all, he's just alluring, and especially alluring to the to the older ladies. Yes, Big Fatty, like Vera. Yes, but y'all, it shows about how they sent him hundreds of thousands of dollars and giftettes. And would come and see him. Y'all, it really became stalking, is what it was. And y'all, it showed that side of it, and then it showed the really dark, ugly side of it. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, your favorite part, dark and ugly. Kind of like Vera. No, anyway. But y'all, I highly recommend it, if nothing else, just to see how lovely he is. But y'all, he was looking a little rough by the time they got to the second half of it, when things kind of turned ugly. But y'all, there's a twist in there too. Anyway, if you got an hour and a half and you want to look at a pretty young guy, y'all go watch The Thirst Trap. Oh, Big Fatty, it feels like that you've become Archer, and you've recommended this to Mrs. La 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 Lauren. I have, and you know, Mrs. La 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 Lauren and my youngest daughter Nessa are gonna go look at it. Big Fatty, you know, Sydney's already seen it. The dog, no, but anyway, maybe Miss Bacon will watch it too. Who knows? But anyway. Let's see, what else do I have here on the list? Y'all, I got in the mail over the weekend. Y'all, it was a letter from the Cools, wanting just thanking me for being a long time patron of their store. And y'all, they sent me $15 in Cools cash. So y'all, but it starts today, the 6th, and runs through like the end of the month. So needless to say, I'll have to find me something. You know, it'll be like burning a hole in my pocket. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Well, maybe you can get some new pockets. Well, maybe so. Y'all, also, I mentioned on the Friday little show, or it may have been the Thursday show, I don't remember. you know that my Northeast Stray Jenny was planning a trip to Rat World. And he had sent me, I had sent him some information and coupons and things like that. And he had said, could you be any better? And y'all, it was one of those, could you not find something better than this? Or was it, oh my goodness, you're the best. And y'all, he sent me a message saying, oh, you're the best, and thanked me profusely. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, profuse thanking. Saturday, I basically watched. It's been nice here in Charleston. Basically, I've done my nipple walking and watch the sports ball. The sports ball, sports ball Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, nothing really special happened. Y'all got up Sunday morning, and let me back up a second. Y'all, when I was out on my nipple walks, I listened to the Apple little shows. And y'all, I was listening to Miss Bacon. Y'all, she's put out like 4 shows in a week. Y'all, is very unusual, but loving it. Loving it, Miss Bacon. Y'all, by the way, did you know she's becoming a poet? But anyway, I'm listening to it, and all of a sudden I look down, And y'all, the transcript of her little show was on my phone. And y'all, it was like if you were singing karaoke, it lit up as she was saying the words. And y'all, I didn't know that the text transcripts in the Apple podcast app did that. And y'all, I thought that was kind of cool. Just very, yes, Big Betty, oh, technology has passed you by. It has. Anyway, Sunday I got up and y'all fixed me some Bayfrin and cheese toast and then, by the way, that was Bayfrin and cheese toast. Did my nipple walking and all, but y'all, when I got back, the grand doctor was going off. Brr, 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 hey, Big Betty, and y'all, this was a little 34-year-old that Big Fatty had played with. Y'all, it's been a couple of years. I only played with him once, but we both seemed to have a good time. And he sends me a message and goes, "Herbert Weddy, long time no see." I said, "Indeed." And he goes, "I'd really like to come back. I really enjoyed the special chaya." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling. When are you available?" And so y'all, out of the blue, y'all, this is how you know it's a full moon, because out of the blue, the cute one wants to come back and enjoy the special chaya. Oh yes, Big Fatty, his way of celebrating the harvest, I guess. Anyway, the supermoon. Oh well, okay. Anyway, that's yet to come. Y'all, I was on a Zoom call with that Daniel Biba earlier today, and y'all, he's helping me on a little project that you'll learn about next week. Y'all, I'm just giving it a try, and we're going to see how it works out. But it's going to be something new and a big, fatty something new on the BFO. I know it's unheard of, but more on this next week. But y'all, it may become a semi-regular thing for the BFO, and a special thanks to that Daniel Biba. Y'all, Crooked Hat evidently is going to restart his little show this week. We'll see if he actually does. And y'all, when I was out on my nipple walk on Sunday morning, y'all, 119 houses had up their fall or gay crema decorations. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, having the termite inspection today around noon here at the villa. So y'all, I've had to go out and trim the bushes away from touching the house. You know, that's you're not allowed to touch the villa. So got all that done, and did a couple of little other things, but that was about it. It looks like it's gonna be a lovely, just a lovely week. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if the gentleman caller comes to see. It's so true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, and what did you think of today's little show?
This was funny, and it's only funny, but it's not really.
Oh, well, I'll take that backhanded compliment any day. I'm glad you enjoyed.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.